Do you judge anger when it arises, feel it is unspiritual, try to get rid of it or suppress it when it arises? If so, this Hatha Yoga class on anger is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa with Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. Yoga you can do so you can move better, feel better, and connect with your true nature. I put out a new 1 hour yoga class every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. So if you're new here, be sure to turn on notifications and subscribe so that you don't miss a single one of my yoga classes. This is deeply transformational Hatha yoga in a culture that wants us to do more and be more. And we create self-awareness and self-acceptance for yourself, for the people you live with, and the earth we inhabit. If you find my spoken teachings too overwhelming right now because you're feeling anxious or stressed or just too overwhelmed, then feel free to press the mute button and follow along visually until it's a better time for you. I have a testimonial for you today from Darina that I got via email. She says, "Thank you, Melissa, for the yoga classes you create and make available. Your teachings are very much appreciated. I have a stressful job and yoga helps me to keep my sanity. I do a yoga session nearly every day in the evening after work. I'm up to number 132. I used to go to studios before, but I'm loving the flexibility of internet yoga. Sometimes I put dinner on and do my yoga following your podcast while the food is cooking. On the weekend, I often do two classes in a row. I really like the fact that you don't use vinyasas, as I prefer stretching over aerobics. I also like how responsible you are in reminding people to practice yoga safely with props, etc. Thank you again." So thank you to Darina for your testimonial, and thanks to all of you who take the time to leave your comments via email or YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, my website, and as always, the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you are going to need blocks and some kind of cushion, either a meditation cushion or even just a cushion from your couch. And thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing long gray yoga pants, and I'm also wearing a black hoodie with the Tree of Life on it. Let's begin our practice by coming together with our peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karvavahe, Tejasvina Vadita Mastu, Mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. That mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So I'll get you to start today by lying down on your backs. If you have any low back problems, you're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Otherwise, if it's comfortable, you'll lie with your legs long. So let's begin by transitioning from the busyness of your life to focusing on the support of the earth underneath you. Allow your body to rest into the ground. Feel your breath in your belly. Let all the tension in your body release down into the earth. If I may be so bold, one of the core and unspoken beliefs held by the yoga and spiritual communities is that to experience anger is somehow unspiritual or un-yogic. The truth is that life will sometime be all rainbows, lollipops, and unicorns. And sometimes life will hand us the most antagonistic set of circumstances that we can imagine. Our body will respond the way our body will respond. Unless we plan on having an emotional lobotomy, which is a term I love that was coined by Nagpa Chogyam and Kendo Jachen, then anger is going to be part of our daily experience. So reflect on these teachings and how they relate to you and your life, and begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive from your yoga class today. What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, or release from your life? And how can this yoga class best help you to do that? And then once you've formed your intention, you're going to take one of your blocks and put it between your knees, bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And hug your knees together, hug your block between your knees, and sink into your feet and lift your pelvis off the ground, pressing up into bridge pose. So I've chosen several yoga postures today to allow us to feel intensity, because anger is a rather intense emotion. So I want you to feel intensity in your body. And then slowly lower down. And you're going to put the block off to the side and roll to your side and come up onto all fours. And on all fours, you're going to come into a tricep push-up. So you're going to Chaturanga Dandasana. I'm going to do it on my knees. You could do a full tricep push-up if you want from plank pose. So you're going to, actually, what I like to do first is get the arm motion down. There are all these little, what are these called? These little beetle bugs, these little They're all over the place here. Okay, you're going to take your hands in front and you're going to draw your elbows back alongside your body. And this is the movement that your arms are going to make for Chaturanga Dadasana. So we're going to practice making that movement. Experience the intensity here. So do a few of these in a row and then we'll take a break. So come up onto all fours, draw your knees back a little bit, tuck your tailbone under so you're long through your low back, and you're going to inhale, lower down, exhale, push up. And then you're going to sit back on your heels or lie on your back with your knees into your chest, whatever works best for you. So our knee-jerk reaction to anger will be probably one or two things, which will be to somehow control or manage our natural arising of emotions within our body, or to react and disperse it. Anger has a particular intensity which urges us to react or to push through with even more restraint or emotional supervision. Okay, let's come up and do a second set of those. So you could come up onto fists too if your wrists are bothering you, or if it's too much as well, you could do these against the wall. Okay, let's come forward and do another set, either on your fists or against the wall. Draw up through your pelvic floor. Draw your navel back to your spine. You're going to inhale, lower down. And then you're going to rest back. And so there's another option though, besides reaction or restraining or emotionally supervising or giving ourselves an emotional lobotomy, which is to open directly to our anger, not to react with an emotional outburst or to try to control it or manage it or suppress it or push through it, but to open to the truth of our anger, to open to the truth of the anger as it is in this moment. Okay, so come on up. Before we do one more set, we're gonna just switch it up a little bit to give your arms and upper body a little break. You're going to sit with your legs in front of you, your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Take your block again. Place it between your knees, hug it into your knees. This just helps to create really great stability all the way up through your pelvic floor, Mula Bandha. And then you're gonna draw your navel back to your spine, Uddiyana Bandha. Relax your shoulders down. Bring your arms out in front. You're going to inhale here. Told you I was gonna choose a lot of poses to create some intensity in your body. When anger happens, there's a lot of intensity to it. So on our mats, we can practice being with the intensity so that we can be familiar with intensity as it arises. So it doesn't need to frighten us when it arises. So you're going to inhale here. Exhale, you're going to lean back. Keep hugging that block in. And then let's take our arms out to the side, open up our chest. And we'll do a little rotation. Touch your fingertips down. Inhale, center. Exhale, rotate. Inhale, center. If you have herniated discs, slip discs, any disc issues, I would not recommend this boat pose for you. Instead, you're going to lie down on your backs with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor. You're going to do an ab curl with a rotation instead. And come back to the center. Come forward. Put that block off to the side. And take your hands behind you. Open your knees and do some windshield wipers to release the gripping that happens in your hips in that pose. And then let's come back, flip over, and come back and do that last set of Chaturanga Dandasana, the tricep push-ups. So you're going to draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel back to your spine, and inhale lower. Exhale, press up. And lean back, stretch out. Roll up through your spine. Sit with your legs out in front of you again. Finding the intensity of boat pose again. And feeling what it feels like in your body. So for me right now, I can feel that heat rising in my body. I can feel my heart rate rising. And these are sort of, when anger comes up, just notice what it feels like in your body. For me, it feels like contraction. It feels like heat in my body. Just everything in my body. I tend to not be so much a reactor, but a suppressor. So everything in my body will react. Maybe I react, but will contract and shut down. But there is that kind of contraction that will happen, and the heat, there's that heat, and there's that kind of feeling of blood boiling. So we can kind of sense that. I feel like I've chosen poses that are like a metaphor for that feeling in your body. So see what it feels like in your body here. You're going to inhale, lengthen up tall through your spine. And again, you're going to do the ab curl if you've got disc issues instead. Inhale. Exhale, you're going to lean back. Oh, let's use the block again because that helps to set the whole thing up. Hugging the block. And this time you're going to take your arms overhead, all the way overhead. Okay, so from here what we're going to do is just a little reach up and reach up from each side. So what you're doing is you're creating a little tiny side bend on each side, and you can feel that lengthening through your side body. So it comes all the way from your sit bone out through your fingertips, and you can feel your body shaking just like you might shake when you're angry. Those are your core stabilizers working, that's fine. And then come back to the center. And we're going to open up our legs and sway your knees from side to side. Again, just to release that gripping that happens through your hips in this pose. Okay. All right. From here, you're going to come over onto all fours, or you're going to come over into downward facing dog. And this will just be a transition into pigeon pose. So you take your right leg up, give it a little shake out, bring your right knee forward, and reach your left leg back and long. And here, this is one of the reasons why I said it would be a good idea to have a cushion. If there's space between your buttocks and the ground, you could fill it with a cushion. And you're going to fold forward. Okay, so I've just turned around for better visuals here for you. So anger is a powerful force that shows up in many forms in our lives. It is all the ways that we judge, we push away, we condemn, criticize, or hate some experience in our lives. And then we're going to step back either onto all fours or back into downward facing dog and transition to the other side. Take your left leg up, give it a little shake out from the hip. Bring your left leg forward. Reach your right leg back and long. And if there's space between your left buttocks and the ground, you're going to fill it with the cushion or your meditation cushion and fold forward. Anger can run the gamut from annoyance to deep fear, hatred, and rage. And at the core, we can recognize a dislike or aversion to some aspect of our present moment experience. Okay, from here we're going to transition to standing. So you can make your way back to downward facing dog. And then you can make your way up to standing. We're going to stand lengthwise on your mat. Take your feet wide. Turn your toes out. Pull your knees back. Sit straight down. And actually, we have a mudra that we're going to use later. I'm going to suggest we use it now. You're going to bring all the tips of your fingers together, your thumbs together, place them on the inside of your fingers, and rest at the level of your heart center. This mudra helps you open to emotions, accept emotions. So sink down. So when anger happens, notice what happens when anger happens. Notice that when anger arises, we are hurt or we are afraid. Anger is a powerful medicine. It shows us where we are stuck, where our limits are, where we are clinging to our beliefs and fears, and how things in our lives, how our beliefs about how things in our lives should be unfolding. In other words, anger is based in our limited beliefs about how our world should unfold and how we should be treated. Okay, we're going to come up and out of that pose, and then we're going to come back and we're going to do an inversion that builds strength in your upper body. Okay, come to the top of your mat. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, hinge at your hips, fold forward with bent knees. Step back into downward facing dog. And from downward facing dog, you're going to lower down onto your elbows. So you come into dolphin pose. And just come down for a second. We're gonna try this dolphin pose one more way. Since you have your blocks here today, take your blocks and put them like this. Hug your blocks between your elbows and your forearms, and then come back up into dolphin pose. And then you can lower down and put your blocks off to the side. So that works for kind of for your alignment for your forearms, but then you can't hang your head as nicely. So 50-50 on the alignment tool there. Let's come all the way down onto your bellies now. And just start by wiggling your hips from side to side. Going to place your hands underneath your shoulders. Wiggle your hips from side to side. Release your low back. Tuck your right toes under. Lift your knee. Reach back through your heel. Tuck your left toes under. Lift your knee. Reach back through your heel. So your low back is nice and long. Lengthen your sit bones back to behind your knees. Press through your hands. Lift your chest up off the ground for cobra pose. You could come down into Sphinx pose as well. So when anger arises, you notice the anger. Where do you feel it in your body? What happens in your body when anger arises? Can you notice different kinds of anger? Can you feel the effects of anger on your breath? Can you feel the contraction in your body when anger arises? can you notice what happens in your mind when anger happens? And you're going to slowly lower down. I'm going to try a twist here. You're never supposed to try something when you're teaching, but we're going to do it. You're going to take your right hand underneath, sorry, your left hand, this is why you're not supposed to try it when you're teaching. It feels really good, so we're doing it. Your left shoulder underneath your right arm. So I could feel the tension starting to accumulate in my upper back from the shoulders and neck from the poses we're doing, so this feels really good, but you need some support for your head. So let's take our cushions, our meditation cushions, put it underneath your head. Oh, perfection. And then let's do the other side. So this time your left arm comes straight out. You're going to reach your right arm underneath your left arm. Rotate towards it. Rest the right side of your head on your meditation cushion. I'm glad we tried this. Okay, untwist from this. And we're going to come up to seated. And we'll finish up in a seated position. You might need your meditation cushion for this as well. So you're going to sit with one leg bent. You're going to bend your left leg over top of your right leg. And if both buttocks aren't sitting fully on the ground, then you're going to fill the space underneath your buttocks with your meditation cushion. And then we're going to do a twist here. And a twist to the other side. And then a forward fold. So our yoga practice does not allow us to eliminate anger from our lives. I'm sorry to tell you. That is an impossible task. Our lives will unfold as they will unfold. People will treat us the way they will treat us. All of this is beyond our control. Tim just did a rat sign behind the camera. Relating to anger as it arises and passes is a lifelong journey. And it's one that takes tenderness, patience, and compassion. Okay, you're going to come up now and you'll switch the leg that's on top. And again, you can fill the space. If your buttocks aren't sitting evenly on the ground, then and one side is really lifted off, then you're going to fill the space with your cushion. And this time we're going to side bend. So it doesn't matter which side because we're going to do both sides. So you're going to lengthen through your side body. And then come up and we'll lengthen through the other side body. And then you're going to evenly sit down through your buttocks and fold forward. And then you're going to come up and I'm going to get you to rest back on your backs for Shavasana. If you have any low back issues, you will bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. You can take your feet wide and let your knees fall towards each other. That can be quite restful. You're going to stay here and allow your practice to integrate and allow your body to receive the practice. I will sit up and read you a poem. I have a poem for you today called Portrait of a Figure Near Water by Jane Kenyon. Rebuked, she turned and ran uphill to the barn. Anger, the inner arsonist, held a match to her brain. She observed her life. Against her will, it survived the unwavering flame. The barn was empty of animals. Only a swallow tilted near the beams, and bats hung from the rafters. The roof sagged between. Her breath became steady, where years passed, the farmer cooled the big tin of milk. The stone trough was still filled with water. She watched it and received its calm. So it is when we retreat in anger. We think we burn alone and there is no balm. Then water enters, though it makes no sound. Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees, roll to your right side. Slowly make your way up to seated. You can sit kneeling on one of your blocks or sitting cross-legged on one of your on your meditation cushion. Or you can sit in a chair, whatever works best for your body today. We're going to sit with the Samputa Mudra. It's the mudra we already used in Goddess Victory Squat. So you place your thumbs together parallel, bring the tips of your fingers together, and the thumbs sit to the inside of your fingers. And you rest this at the level of your heart. This serves as a gateway to directly experiencing exquisite openness, our original nature, and it reduces mental and emotional suffering. So we'll sit with this for a few moments here. Turn your left palm up and your right palm down. We will do our mantra to close out. Oh. ka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of our own lives contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. If you appreciated this class on opening to anger rather than having an emotional lobotomy, then give this class a thumbs up. And if you know somebody else who could benefit from these teachings, then feel free to share the class with them. And let me know in the comments if this class was different to other classes, yoga classes or classes or approaches to anger that you've come across before, and let me know how it was different for you. Let's see here. Thank you so much for your donations. Carla from Belgium, Sonia from South Australia. Today we practice Goddess Victory Squat as a way to connect with strong emotions, the strong emotion of anger. And if you would like a full class to connect with your fierce goddess, in our membership community, we have a long yoga class called The Transformative Power of Kali. Kali's fierceness often reminds me of the emotion of anger and the power of anger. This yoga class will invoke the transformative transformative fires of transformation through hip and groin opening, third chakra and core strengthening yoga postures, and a moon salutation to connect with Kali's intense energy. It was one of the first yoga classes in our membership community back in 2011. So I've linked to it in the show notes for our members, and also I've put a link to sign up to become a member if you'd like to join us in our membership community. I'm sending you much love from Beacon Hill Park and the beautiful camas flowers in beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains, and may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.